Week of It from KC News for Coast Access Radio. Air Chathams to suspend carpety services from the 31st of July. Carpety Coast Mayor Janet Holborough says Air Chathams suspending carpety services is a major loss for the district. She says while this commercial decision reflects challenging conditions, it will be deeply felt by those who rely on this service for work, connecting with friends and whānau, and supporting the local visitor economy. Mayor Holborough says Air Chathams has served our community well, stepping in when the national carrier withdrew. Air Chathams took over the carpety to Auckland route in June 2018 after Air New Zealand withdrew air services at short notice. In May 2020, Council agreed to provide Air Chathams with a loan to help sustain air services for carpety. Mayor Holborough says Council remains in active discussions with Air Chathams about repayment of the loan and is hopeful conditions improve enough for services to return in future. Air Chathams said after careful consideration, it will suspend its scheduled services between Auckland and Paraparaumu on the Kapiti Coast, with the final flights operating on the 31st of July. Local MP Tim Costley says he is gutted to hear Air Chathams are suspending their carpety to Auckland service, but insists it is as important as ever to keep Kapiti Airport operational. New dog tags coming soon for Horowhenua dog owners. Horowhenua District Council is introducing permanent or pormanent dog tags this year, a lifetime registration tag designed to stay with your dog for life. The new tags mean dog owners will no longer need to replace tags each registration year, making it easier to keep track of pets while reducing unnecessary waste. Dogs will keep the same tag unless it is lost or damaged. Replacement tags will be available for a small fee. Annual dog registration is still required and standard fees will continue to apply. Horowhenua Mayor Bernie Wandon says the initiative is a simple change that will make a meaningful difference for dog owners. He says dog registration renewal notices for the 2026 to 27 year will be issued in July. Payment must be made by the 31st of July 2026 to avoid a late penalty. This year's tags will be teal, making them easy to identify. Mayor Wandon says dog registration fees play an important role in supporting services across the district. Carpety Middle in Affordability Report. An Infometrics affordability report shows carpety rates are near the middle compared with other Wellington region councils. It shows rates are least affordable in Ōtaki, Waikanae West, Raumati Beach East and parts of Paraparaumu, where rates make up a larger share of household costs than the district average. Carpety-wide, rates account for nearly 4.8% of household income on average, lower than Wellington City, Porirua and some Wairarapa councils. Whangai Adoption Book launched. A new book on whangai and adoption is calling for the state to step out of the care of Māori children. The book, Takere Mai Te Ata, Understanding Whangai and Adoption, recommends the Adoption Act of 1955 be abolished and for whānau to be better supported to whangai children instead. The book says revitalising whangai tikanga requires supporting whānau to rebuild and apply the wellbeing principles that underpin it. The book was recently launched at Te Wānanga Orokawa. Horowhenua comes together to celebrate Puanga and Matariki. Horowhenua is set to mark the Māori New Year with a vibrant program of events, bringing together reflection, remembrance, and community connection. A series of free events will take place across the district, delivered by Horowhenua District Council in partnership with local iwi and hapu, offering opportunities for people to come together in ways that are meaningful to them. Mayor Bernie Wandon says Matariki and Puanga gives us a chance to pause and reflect, to remember those who have passed, spend time with whānau and look ahead with a sense of hope. He says, in Hora Whenua, we are fortunate to be able to work closely with our iwi and hapu partners across the district to deliver a program that brings people together in many different ways, from quiet moments of reflection through to shared celebrations. Dai Rump, Chief Executive for Muapuko Tribal Authority, says for Muapuko, Matariki is deeply connected to our whenua and our people. She says it's time to honour those connections and to come together as a community, sharing in reflection, remembrance and renewal. Electra Trustees election results. The Electra Trust election results are in and official results have been declared. Topping the poll was current Trustees Chair Sharon Crosby with 3,676 votes. Only 6 votes separated the next two elected. That's Russell Longy on 2,760 votes and former Hora Whenua Mayor Brendan Duffy on 2,754 votes. Other candidates were Wendy Houston, Clint Smith, Shelley Warwick and Veronica Harrod. Electra is wholly owned by electricity consumers and consumers get to vote for the trustees. Luke, a Fulbright scholar. Luke Rowe has received a Fulbright Ngā Paiote Maramatanga Scholar Award. Luke from Tokorangi near Martin is a clinical psychologist based at Te Wānanga o Raukawa in Otaki. The scholarship will allow him to research the intersection of indigeneity, men's mental health and sport at the University of Hawaii. Talk on insects' forest role. A public talk in Otaki on July the 2nd will discuss the role of insects in and dependence on abundant and healthy native trees and shrubs. Bug scientist Jim O'Malley will talk about how insect populations are faring and how local tree and shrub plantings, such as that facilitated by the Otaki Carbon Forest Project, can support important insect populations. The talk is at 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 2nd of July, at the Senior Citizens Hall, Rangatira Street. That's it for a week of it from kcnews.co.nz and levinnews.co.nz, the online newspapers for the Kapiti Coast and Hora Whenua. I'm Alana Gorin. Be safe, be happy and be kind.
This program was produced at and first aired on Coast Access Radio, supported by Erirangi Te Motu, New Zealand On Air.